Two types combined in one. Spiritual man and the old man. Just how you and I stand before the Lord. S. Aiken, he wasn't a nobody. He was the son of some people here. He's from the tribe of Judah, the strength of all of Israel. You read the story, it shows where they were commanded by Joshua, spiritual man, take a seat. Rush the man, he obeyed. Took up his weapons, and as the walls fell down in Jericho, he went forward into the battle with the spirit went. And I can see Joshua, Achan there, slaying man, woman, and child, and beast as it was commanded. Faithful soldier, a pride to his people. As you read on in the story, you see that he coveted something, saw some things, he coveted some things. You see that the flesh fell into a problem. Suddenly the spiritual man's in a bad place, a shame. Do you think the things are separated, brothers? Do you think now that my spirit's saved, my flesh is down here, can do as it please? We're still in one body. Your testimony, your spirit is still completely affected by your flesh. It says, the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. The children of Israel talks about all of us. Because of one man, God's anger was kindled against them. Maybe there's just one that's holding back the entire movement the Lord wants to do in Boston. It happened. Great defeat came upon the children of Israel because one man let his flesh in the way. Because he disobeyed the commandment of God. God made a lot of commandments. We talked this morning, maybe yesterday morning, I don't remember which morning it was, this morning. But we don't want a bunch of rules and regulations. We don't want to say, okay, everybody here Thursday night and the whole church is going to do one thing. And we're not trying to put rules and regulations on the wall. We're looking for God to write the rules in your heart. How much better it is if you follow the living God that's speaking to you personally than if you just follow what I'm telling you. What Brother Lindell says, this is the way it's going to be done. Here's the rules. Follow them or get out. And he forces you, twist your arm. If you follow these rules, but your heart's not in it, you might better get it. Hypocrisy. It's not pleasing to the Lord. He wants men and women that allow him to write his law, his commandments in our hearts. And by the desire to serve a living God that lives within us, we complete what he wants. So when God's written that law in your heart and you don't complete it, brother, you've committed the accursed thing. You know what God wants for you to do, and you turn your back on it and do the other. Whether you were tricked into it, for whatever reason, you've taken it the accursed thing. God's anger and pray that it doesn't kindle against the entire tribe of Israel, all your brothers before you get it. Well, you got the flesh. The flesh sin went against the spirit. Look in verse 7, if you would, same chapter. It says, and Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people out of Jordan, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. You have the spirit devastating. Joshua is on his face, moaning and groaning, complaining against God, the flesh and the spirit. Oh, the spirit's going to win out in the end. We're talking about our daily walk in this life to give a testimony of our Lord's sake and devastating. It's on its face. The obvious question is your spirit on its face, moaning and groaning. You want it. You know what God wants. And your flesh overrides. Your spirit has lost the battle in the whole line. Look at verse 10. And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee in spirit, get up. What are you doing down there? Moaning and groaning because the flesh which I've already conquered has whipped you in one battle. Sin, get up and get it out. The Bible says that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You're a prophet of God? Tell your spirit to take control. Tell your spirit to take control of the situation. We got something that's not right in here. Get up off your face. Well, there's time to go before the Lord and fall on our face. Seek communion with God. There's sin in the camp. I'm to rise. Put that sin out. Deal with it. The Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. Interesting statement. Achan took the cursed thing. Achan did the sin. But here it says all of Israel has taken the curse. Do you have any idea the importance of your testimony for this church, for the entire Christian community? We run into it all the time. You have it here more, I believe, than we even do down there. Because there's more Christians. Down there, if one guy messes up, the whole town knows about it, your effectiveness is shot. You have to prove yourself every time that you really are concerned for their life and their soul. You have to put an extra effort to overcome their bad testimony. Not playing games. Dealing with the eternal destiny of soul. Majority bound for hell. We let the flesh of Christ already come tear down. Put us on our face, moaning and sobbing, wishing that we could go back to eat. Verse 19, Joshua got up. Praise the Lord. Joshua got up. Joshua got up and he said unto Achan, spirit said to the flesh, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to God of Israel. It's time for your flesh to rise up and to give glory to God. Spirit is crying out. Rise up, O flesh, give glory to God and make confession unto him. It's time to make some confession. Things in our life begin to take a hold of us. And our flesh begins to tear down our spirit. It's got to be confessed. shove it under the rug. It's got to be confessed. And the confession of the Bible is always something more than what comes out of the lips. Lip service is not enough. Jesus, when God Almighty in Genesis spoke, He created who you. By the Word, He created everything we know. And yet we play with our confession. Because He can change one bit of our confession. The Bible comes from the heart. You know, it comes from the heart. Move the hands. Move the mind until we look for the thing, for that door that has separated us from our God and Savior. You don't have to look very far, brother. There's somebody on the other side. That thing in your life that separates you between from the living God. Jesus Christ knows what it is. Joshua knows what it is. Your own spirit knows what it is. That you've taken in place of what God knows. Those are the laws and the commandments that He's written on your heart, the child of God, that you aren't obeying. He's knocking. Behold, I stand within at the door of hope. We want to do a service for the Lord, and we want to do a work for the Lord. And we're going to have to do it with this flesh. So our only hope that we allow the Spirit to day by day, point by point. Verse 20 says, and Achan, the flesh, answered the Spirit, and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. 21, and when I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, a wedge of gold, and 50 shekel weight, then I coveted it, and I took it. Behold, they are hid in the earth, midst of my tent, and the silver. A whole lot of types in here. I won't even attempt to hit them all. I don't know about them. But first of all, Achan saw something, just like Peter saw the way. We see some things. We covet flesh desires. We don't check it out with the Spirit. We just take it for ourselves. And what's worse? Take it right home with us. It says here that he buried it in his tent, in the midst of his. We take the very thing that God has called a curse, and we take it and put it right in the middle of our life. We dwell on it. When we get up to walk from the bed to the kitchen table, we walk over. It becomes the foundation of our very house. Where's God? How many things have we got buried in our house? How many things are we fudging on? We claim we want to be pure. But we sear our conscience. We deafen our ears. We come up with excuses, but we don't hear the knock. Time to look and listen. The flesh will destroy our test, destroy the testimony. What's the Babylonian's garment? It could be a lot of things. It could be just how we actually look. I don't see a lot of that here. It's not usually the problem. The problem usually is that we want to take on a religious and spiritual. We want to dress like we're spiritual. Babylon is a type of religion. We want to look devoted. We want to look dedicated. We do that with our own power. Not with this pagan. Babylon's garment. Falling to the. You got the wedge of gold. Gold, symbol of God. God. We want to look of God. So many times it's just a big thing. So many times it's the flesh has got us down. All we can do is just our own strength try to look God. Spirit knows God. Spirit's on its face, wallowing in the tears and crying to go back to Egypt. And you got the silver. It's interesting. It's the second thing that he saw, but it said that it's silver. It's under. Verse 21. And they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent. And it's silver under. You build your whole Christian life upon the righteousness. We try to take our own righteousness and make it our foundation. We try to stand upon ourselves and what we can do and what this flesh can muster up. Or many times the flesh musters up good works and we stand firm and tall on our good works. Standing in earth, we're not standing on the righteousness. And although you put your time and your effort and you stand and preach and you go knock on doors and you do all these things and you're standing on your own righteousness, the flesh. Shoving the flesh, spirit on his face. Says in the last part of verse 12, God says, neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accursed thing, the cursed from among you. The last part of 13 says, thou canst not stand before thine enemies until you take away the cursed thing from among you. You want to do work for God, and you want to stand before the enemy, you want to see results, you want to see that God is with you, and you move mountains with this little bit of faith is all that it takes. We're not willing to deal with you. We let our job, let our family, desire for money, desire to be accepted, numbers and numbers of things, and everyone's got their different problems. We've got mine. We're not going to stand before our enemies. God's not going to go. We might force some results in our preaching. When you walk out and a thing falls on the ground, you'll know you force it. When the Spirit of God moving through you, touch the lives of people because your flesh is controlled by it, rather your spirit will be controlled by your flesh. We've got enough Christian teaching. I've got enough Christian teaching in me that I can make it look like my spirit's in control. I know what's expected. I know what it is. What you want to hear, what you want to see. My spirit can be off wallowing. My flesh will make up the difference. Verse 19. It's time to make a confession. My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel. And make confession. It's time for your spirit to demand your flesh. It's time to give up the good. It's time to answer the knock. It's time to confess that that's sin. The words aren't enough. Verse 24 tells us what they did. What Joshua did with awakening. No spirit took care of Achan. It says in 24, and Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver and the gold. garment and the wedge of gold, his sons and his daughters, his oxen and his asses, his sheep and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. Jasus said, why hast thou troubled us? How much longer are you going to let your flesh trouble you? How much longer are you going to let your ministry be nothing more than pushed by your flesh rather than led by your spirit? Cry and beg God for results. Cry that God goes with you and do a mighty work. Before you can walk through the door of service, you've got to deal with something. I can say you have to, for all the saints and everyone, the things that I like. You can hold back from the things that we've taken. Some of them are obvious and big and downright ugly sin. Others just silently. None of us are. In the valley of Achor, Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? And the Lord shall trouble thee. It's the Lord himself. He's knocking at the door. Remember? See, and open the door. I'll put this thing behind us. I'll put this door behind us so that we can have fellowship. The Lord will trouble thee. And Joshua is begging. The Spirit is calling out to you. Don't let it disgrace the testimony of the Lord. Your other brothers and sisters. It says, and all Israel stoned him with stones and burnt them with fire. And after they had stoned them with stones, and they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of the valley. Wherefore the name of this place, which is called the Valley of Achor. Your hope is the Valley of Achor. Not that you just confess with your mouth this nasty old flesh that's run your spirit in the ground and destroyed the testimony of the church. That you take the stone. Me, the stones are means of building an altar. The stones are prayer. Build an altar with prayer. Sacrifice this on prayer on this altar that you build. It talks about fire. Reminds me of the judgment of God. He asked the Lord Jesus Christ with his eyes of judgment. Look upon the thing of love. And it says, and so the Lord turned. God is those of us. God will honor those of us. Concern ourselves. Those of us that are willing to sacrifice lust, desires of our flesh. It's a marvelous thing. You see all the types in the Bible. The Valley of Achor lies directly north. The Lord God Almighty comes from the north, his dwelling place, come to his people in Jerusalem to fast through the Valley of Achor. I built a few monuments. Are you all not near enough? Maybe you have too. I pray you have some more to build. So when the Lord comes by, he sees that we've answered the knock. The door then that used to separate us from our fellowship with our Lord and Savior is now the very monument to take away the fierceness of it, bring us into community, fellowship, spirit, use of the flesh. The song here says, how long you have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase and have earnestly, fervently prayed. Spend some time in prayer. You want to get rid of this thing. You know that there's a problem. You can hear the knocking. You have this peace and unrest, but you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield in